Blog Talk Radio.
Black.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. And we're here live here on this Tuesday evening. And we want to invite you to call on in as our guest is Sonic Nova. And she's going to be taking your calls. The number to call on in, 347-884-8245 is the number. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? And there you go. All the information is there. Coming up next hour, Vincent Pace will be here. Vincent Pace, I've been here in a while, gave me an amazing reading one time on this show about connecting me to my dad, and actually told me the time and the matter of my dad's death, which was incredible. He's an amazing medium. He don't come on much. He's going to be on tonight in 1 hour. So there you go there. And let's go ahead and bring our guest in for this hour show, Sonic Nova. And welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Mike. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you doing? Yeah.
I'm doing great.
Well, great, great. I know we're going to get to the calls a little bit later, but today, the topic you're going to be speaking about, freedom, is that right?
That's it, Mike.
All right.
That's
I'll let
what
you
we're
take
talk about.
Yeah. I'll let you take it from here and then yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Great. So, I want to talk about different points of our lives, different parts of our bodies. Because I want to talk about how we can liberate ourselves and have freedom with our spiritual body, our mental body, our physical body, our legal body, and our etheric body. So that just came to me because, Mike, I had the most incredible dream last night or this morning where I actually got to visit heaven. And I know that I visited heaven, that it wasn't here in the first plane, because the way I was describing my house, and I was saying, this is my father's house. And it was a really profound dream where I was actually being shown, if you like, by source, by creation itself, that we have an embodiment, whether we have a body or we don't, we actually have an embodiment of our being through, if you like, our house, which is our physical body. But there's a lot of aspects to that, if you like, if you know what I mean. There's the aspect of, like I've been talking about, there's the aspect of the physical body, there's the aspect of the spiritual body, there's the aspect of the legal body, there's the aspect of the mental body. And one of the messages that I got, which was really profound, is that when we pass, then there's no need for, if you like, the physical body. But all the other bodies remain with us. Through whatever we have created, we have put into existence or into creation, follows us wherever we go. So, if we actually cause harm to others, okay, if we lie to others, if we cheat, if we steal, all those things get recorded on our Akashic body, which is our spirit that takes us, you know, and follows us everywhere. So, one of the questions that one of my clients had, it was very interesting, she said, you know, does karma follow you wherever you go? And I said, yeah, absolutely. It does. It follows us wherever we go. Whatever we become, whether it's a plant or an animal or some other being on another planet, that karma is going to follow us. So one of the things that I want to talk about is how can we liberate ourselves? How can we be free of whatever past karma we had that we brought forth in this lifetime, and that we're dealing with different issues. Does that make sense, Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
Mike, okay, cool. So I think it's really important to start thinking about that and start thinking about, like, people that have disease, right? They're in pain, they have all kinds of physical issues, all kinds of bodies in their bodies, and they just don't know, you know, how to deal with that pain, that suffering, all that stuff. And so one of the things that you could do is if you could take it, and that's some of the readings that I'm going to start incorporating, is when we can take you back to the divine self before it was incarnated into any lifetime and caused harm to others, to regenerate the DNA and to embed the original blueprint, okay, I call it the original divine blueprint that you were created into existence with. And hopefully I'm making sense to people and they're understanding this. Because I have a lot of clients that are being molested by people that do black magic and do witchcraft and all that stuff. And part of it has to do with their actual karma, their connection to these people and, you know, interacting with them and having these kind of things happen to them. So I wanted to speak to that and kind of let people know that that energy can be dissolved and removed. You have to be neutral about it, but it can from your past karma of whatever you did in past lifetimes that's now afflicting you in this lifetime, if that makes sense at all. So that was my freedom on my freedom talk about how to free ourselves from different impediments that we have this lifetime.
Okay, well, great. Thank you for that, Sonic.
Yeah, sure.
And
no problem.
Okay, I have a little hard time hearing you with the road noise, but we'll do our best.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm trying
to do the best I can here, Mike.
Right. Well, we'll just get through the callers that are here, and let's just do that. I invite people to call in now. This way we can get to everybody that calls in. Call in and press the 1 on your phone. 347-884-8245 to speak to Sonic Nova. And we're going to go to area code 336 first. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hello, Tiffany. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Tiffany. How can I help you today?
I just wanted to see what you're getting as far as me as a career is concerned.
Okay. Well, I need to kind of have more details about you and what kind of career are you looking for? Can you give me a second, please? I'm sorry.
MasterCard. You filled up?
Yes, please. Sorry about that.
It's all right. You got zip code on it?
97520. Sorry, I'm in a gas station and I'm on a radio show at the same time. So, talking to two people at the same time, I apologize.
No problem.
Sorry. We're good? Okay. And let me open that. Okay, now I can talk to you. Okay, so tell me, like, is there a specific area of career that you're thinking about?
Well, I'm in sales now.
Okay. And do you want to stay in that or do you want to be in something else?
I guess I want to stay in that. I don't know.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like I want to do something that's in line, like with my spiritual gifts, with teaching
okay.
and things like that. But
great. And
sales,
that's kind of
yes.
more what I was sensing from you. You know, I'm going to put my headset on so you can hear me better. Is that better?
It is.
Okay, great. All right. So kind of what I wanted to share with you is that's the sense that I got, is that I got that you have some great gifts and that you're kind of... Yes, please. That you're tired of kind of, it's great because you get supported really great by your sales, but at the same time, you basically really are looking for a change and a shift. Am I right about that?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Awesome. All right. So since that's the case, I do see a total potential in you being able to actually live your dream, if you like, and do both initially, okay? And then after a little while, then your spiritual teaching and your spiritual aspects, if you like, are really going to take off, and then you'll have the success, and, you know, it'll support your life, basically, with your spiritual teachings and what you're going to be doing.
Okay.
Hopefully that makes sense. So I want to say that you want to gradually, you don't want to do this all at once and just all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of scary when we do that, when we just leave
the past life of work that we used to do and we start something new. So it's kind of nice to have like a balance, right? And to have, to actually have something sustaining you while you build your other castle, you know, your other castle, which is your spiritual teachings, what you do, your gifts. And there's a lot of people now that are waking up that do have their gifts that are awakening. And so I see that in the area that you live in, you'd be really supported. And what I mean by that is I'm not just saying like, oh yeah, go for it and do it. But I mean financially supported as well. So there's no better time like the now, and start, you know, start doing classes in different places, start putting yourself out there, start, you know, maybe do a meetup group and start creating a meetup group that people come, you know, and join, and just get your name out there. That's really what I see that you need to do in order to be successful. And then the rest of it, you know, spirit will take care of the rest.
Okay. That's confirmation for, you know, things that I felt within myself. So I do agree with that. It's just like the jobs. I'm getting all these new great jobs, but they are feeling. So I'm getting really bored quickly.
I know.
I find myself like being very successful, and everybody's happy about that with these major corporations, but it's like I'm not being fulfilled, though.
Right.
So I just wanted to ask about that.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like life's too short, right? For you to be one of their little slaves. I just got to say it, you know?
Yeah,
one of their
absolutely.
Little sales slaves that goes. So I want to share with you that I totally get where you're coming from, and I totally can relate. And I want to support you in actually moving in that direction, you know, and just, like I said, not like diving into it with both feet and you have nothing to support you, but to go ahead and start migrating in that direction, you know, and start migrating towards building your career as a spiritual teacher. And I totally see that you're going to be supported.
Okay.
And that you have some great things to bring to the world, you know. And then what you could do is you could tell your boss, you know, hey, you know, I can only work part-time. Sorry, but I just can only work part-time. And then as the spiritual work and your teachings and the readings or whatever you do takes over and you start doing it not only in your local area, but you start getting out there on the Internet and getting well known, then you can drop the regular job and just become who you are.
Absolutely. That was accurate because that's the direction that I'm going in, all of
great.
That.
Awesome.
So thank you for the confirmation.
You're so
And I think
welcome.
It's great that you can multitask like that. That's amazing.
Sure, it's crazy, but I can't do that.
I have to be, like, totally focused. So kudos to you on that, and I'm not going to hold you.
Thank
I do
you.
Thank you for helping tonight.
You're welcome. And good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye.
All right. Thanks for your call there. And let's see what we got here next. Let's go to area code 916. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Nancy from California.
Hi Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I just enjoy everything, all your work and everything, and going into multi-dimensional facets. Yeah, because it's something that I really enjoy doing, too. And and my question is, you know, I'm really kind of awakening into my gifts now, and
great.
I am retired.
Awesome. Uh-huh.
I am retired, and so I do have time that I can really delve into them. And do you see me using them in the future?
Most, you know what? The only one that's going to preclude you from doing that is you. And not what I instantly, what I tuned into is the only reason why you hesitate is because you doubt yourself.
Mm.
And nobody else does doubt you but you.
That's true.
That's part of your hesitation is like, am I going to do this right?
you know. And I want to tell you this. You don't have to be perfect. You don't.
No.
And see, that's the problem when people get into the spiritual, like whether they do readings or they do spiritual work or teaching, nobody has the answers. Maybe some people think they do.
But the truth is that none of us have all the answers. So it's pretty arrogant. If somebody came to you and said, well, I know more than you do, I'd be going, well, good, teach me then. You know, it's like, so get out of that mind or head state that you have to know in everything in order to be able to be a spiritual teacher or to do readings or to share your gifts with others. Get out of that state of precluding yourself because you think you're going to make a mistake. And so what if you make a mistake? We all are human. We all fall mistakes, and that's how I learned. At least that's how I learned. You know, and I'm going to tell you something. When people come to you, they come to you for your gifts. Like, what kind of gifts do you have?
What kind of gifts do I have?
Yeah, like psychic gifts, intuitive gifts. Like, what kind of gifts do you have that you want to share with others?
I guess it's kind of wisdom from the ages and everything. You know, I feel
beautiful.
Like I can channel things from other realms. And,
I love it. Oh my God.
But I'm not sure. It's almost like I start speaking and everything, and I'm very dyslexic when I communicate. It's funny. When I communicate to people, I'm very dyslexic. It's like it's not very effective. But when I disregard the whole thing and I say forget that and everything, things come through me. And if people ask me questions, they do get answers. Hello?
Sonic, you still there? We might have lost her in traffic. We did. Okay. I was worrying. Worrying that might happen. But stand by, caller. We'll see if she gets able to reconnect. I'm sure she will, and then we'll come right back to you. So hold tight there. I don't know what happens when you go in and out of traffic and all around. But cell phones, you'll run into a dead spot for whatever reason. So coming up next is Vincent Pace, the medium who, and the only medium who brought in my dad and told me when my dad died and how the last minutes went. Because my dad, when we woke up early in the morning, was already dead, and no one knew exactly when he died, how it happened. And Vincent brought all that through. He is amazing. He doesn't even want a question from you. He just starts bringing in things. He works so differently from he's a true medium. He don't come on much. He stays very busy. He's from Toronto, Canada. And but that's the top of the hour. We're just 30 minutes away. In for a treat. You definitely want to get in. We'll be taking those who donate to the homeless mission first, of course. You might want to do that if you want to get in, or guarantee to get in, let's put it that way. So we'll wait here a few minutes and see if there's any chance of a connection. Otherwise, it just might not happen. Here we go. All right. Sonic, you there?
Yeah, I'm back. All right. I lost the signal. I'm by myself.
Yeah, I was worrying about that. Yeah, driving around. Sometimes that will happen. Okay,
that's
let's reconnect the caller who was on.
Okay.
Okay. All
great.
Right, she's back.
Thank you. Great.
Hi, Sonic.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. This is still Nancy.
Okay, Nancy. So, you know, it sounds like you have some amazing information to share with all of us. And my question to you is it that you're not sure how to go about doing that and how to, like, share all this with people? Or kind of what,
no.
how how can I help you move in this direction where you could start sharing this beautiful information that you want to bring forth from other dimensions?
No, that is my question, because I've had a lot of interdimensional experiences since I've been a teenager.
Wow.
And yeah, and gone to different realms and
right.
And yeah, and you know, lucid dreams and out of body experiences.
Yeah.
And I just want to know how to combine everything to what I am now, because I'm retired. I'm a retired nurse, and I can, you know, spend the time now to be able to delve into
Sure. So do you want to bring this out into the public purview, or like, I kind of want to get an idea of what you want to do with your gifts, or do you want to just like meet with small groups and share your story of your experiences so that I kind of get an idea? I was thrown, not kind of, definitely by the angels, the archangels, like threw me into it in Vegas. You know, they were like, you're going to go channel us and you're going to do spiritual teaching and just do it. You know, so I was like bounced right into
I would like to do it to my highest good. Whatever is meant to be is meant to be. And I don't care if it's in a big scale or a small scale or whatever. Whatever is meant to be.
Okay.
Important.
So here's what I want to suggest for you. Where in California do you live? Southern or northern?
Central.
Central. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to, in like Modesto or somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sacramento.
Okay. That's where Sacramento. Okay, beautiful. And there's obviously a lot of awake people in Sacramento and the whole area. So I'm going to suggest that you actually create a meetup group.
Okay.
Yep. And you could do it online, and then you put your picture and think about like the spiritual teachings that you want to teach, you know, on meetup, and either have small groups, you know, you can either do it one of two ways to get comfortable. You can either go to spiritual centers that
right.
I don't know, 20, 30, 50, 100 bucks, or they may take a piece of every person that comes in that you charge 15, 20 bucks to, okay? That's how I started in Vegas, you know, in different spiritual centers, is that they would actually, they were going to charge me $125 for 4 hours for the evening, okay? And what I would do is I would, you know, they had people there too, and I would put a flyer together. You know, that way they already have groups of people that are going there, right? Like Reiki centers, spiritual centers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I actually belong to a lot of meetup groups already, but there are a lot of them that I just don't resonate with. It's kind of funny.
No, I get
it. You know,
I've
gone
to. You're more on a different vibrational frequency. I'll just put it that way. Okay, I'm not going to say you're in a higher plane or anything like that. You're just in a different higher dimensional frequency that whatever they're doing with their groups doesn't resonate with you, and that's perfectly okay. That happened to me as well, by the way. But what I'm suggesting you do is that you actually create your own meetup group so that when you go to these spiritual centers where you can actually teach classes, okay, put together your curriculum, okay, of whatever you're going to, whether it's channeling and it's going to be, you know, so-and-so is going to come in and channel through me, or whether it's like you're going to teach a class on how to do, just as an example, okay, I know, you know, how to do energetic healing a different way, whatever it is, okay, I think the best approach would be for you to first sit and put a curriculum together, the things that you could do and the things that you could share and teach others, okay? And then what you do is you put like a flyer together. That's what I did. Then go and meet these people that have these spiritual centers and ask them what they would charge for you to come and teach classes and if they could put you on the calendar, okay?
Okay.
And once you do that, then create your meetup group. And like me, when I was in Vegas, I called it the Avatar Consciousness Group. That was the group that would channel through me, still does. But that was a group that was channeling through me and that I would go do live events, okay?
Mm.
And so everything was based around that. And when I created my meetup group, is it was called Avatar Group Consciousness. And a lot of the people that were at those events always asked me, hey, are you in meetup? Do you have a meetup group? And I was like, yeah, I do. So in my cards, I would have the meetup group. In the flowers, I would have the meetup group so that they could connect to me, right? So it's a really great tool to retain customers, if you like, and people that are going to come and listen to your teachings and listen to what you have to offer and share with them. And that's where I would start. I would start basically locally with the groups, you know, the spiritual centers that are already there.
Right.
Forget about the meetup groups that you don't resonate with. I mean, that's kind of a waste of time. But just focus in on bringing forth this beautiful multidimensional knowledge, you know, that you're bringing from either past lives that you were, you know, born in other planetary systems or other galaxies or whatever it may be. There's a lot of star seeds on the planet right now that are really hungry for this information, like really hungry. And, you know, and you're going to find yourself, here comes the reading. That was a practical side of my reading with you. But what I see, which is really awesome, is that this is the part that I see that it's going to, there's something very unique about what you have to share that none of us have. That you brought your own special uniqueness and gifts, spiritual gifts, and I really see it blossoming. And I see that not only will you be able to do, if you choose, okay, to do workshops and stuff like that in the Sacramento area, but you'll be able to expand to the Bay Area and so on and so forth till, you know, you get to a place where, you know, it'll be amazing. Okay, I'm about to go through a crossing, so I have to tell the guy I have no fruit, so bear with me for a second. Hi, no fruit, nothing. Thanks. Sorry about that. Okay, now we can continue our conversation. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would do, you know, to get things going. Another thing that you could do, which to me, like when people write a book, it's really like a big business card, you know, that people get a flavor of who you are and your experiences and your spiritual teachings, and certain people are going to be attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the book could come later, but initially to put out the teachings that you have, it would be really lovely if you actually were able to put the meetup group together, do the spiritual center things, and then just expand from there.
Yeah.
Since you're retired and you can do this, you have a lot of time you could put into this. And I do see that some pretty amazing people are going to come into your life that are going to help you take you to the next level.
Oh, wonderful.
So I hope that helps you. Yeah.
It sure did. Yes. That's actually on my agenda, you know, spiritual groups and you know, joining people, you know, like-minded people. So I thank you so much.
You're so welcome. My pleasure.
Okay, thanks
have
for your call.
Evening.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
All right.
Awesome.
Sonic, I'm going to ask you, are you, like, traveling, like, through Mexico or something when you say you don't have any fruit?
No.
Is there,
no,
or you...
Ashland, Oregon to California. California, at every California border, they have, what's it called? They have the people that do the fruit thing. What's it called? I forgot what they call them. They have to do the fruit and vegetable inspection.
Yeah.
Agricultural. It's the agricultural
right.
department that's there.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, no fruit, no vegetables, no.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
I was wondering, like, where is she? Because I've never,
you
know, we don't have any of that around here. Any. Go across
no, you
the
don't.
Lines.
You're
there ain't
lucky.
Nobody there. There ain't nobody there but a sign.
Yeah. and you know, it's kind of stupid because this was like 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that they had like a fruit fly problem that came from, you know, I'm not sure if it was Arizona or or like Oregon or somewhere where they put up these things and they never took them down. So
right.
They're just like stop points where, you know, they do that stuff.
Right. All right. All right. Very cool.
Okay.
Well, we got another call here. I was going to wrap up and let you drive off, but since our call just called in,
great.
So we'll take another. Okay. We'll take the calls. If we still have them. Or otherwise, we'll wrap. 617, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
My name is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
And I am calling from Randolph.
From where, Randolph?
Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts. Nice. Okay. And how can I help you today?
I was calling because I kind of work this job, but I kind of want to start my own business. And
awesome.
I just want to know if you see it getting off the ground, like actual becoming like a hit or like a big success.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? I hope I'm not like intruding, but can you tell me what kind of business you want to get off the ground?
Retail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Retail, and what are you selling? Are you, what kind of, you know, widgets are you selling?
Some are wholesale items. The other is just like from local, you know, local like
artisans or.
Yeah, I guess artists, like, you know, they have their own products that, you know, would like to sell on my site, because, you know, I'll probably get some, like, I'm trying to, like, network and all that stuff to get my stuff out there and all that stuff like that. So I just want to know, like.
Sure. So let me ask you this. Are you doing this as an e-commerce, in other words, an internet website, or are you doing
internet
retail?
Internet for now, and I want to hopefully
open my
store.
Okay. I'm going to make a recommendation for you. Always, always, always have an e-commerce website, because more and more people are actually going to the internet. Less and less people are going to brick and mortar stores. And it's very expensive. Okay, it's like super expensive to rent retail space, you know, whether it's in a small town or a big city. So like, I'll give you an example. JCPenney's is toast. They may still have JCPenney's online, but the JCPenney store is going out of business. I don't know if you know that. And they've been around forever.
Yeah,
you know?
They've been around since I was a kid, yeah.
Sears is going out of business as well, because Amazon and eBay have actually taken up most of their business. And because you have a ton of vendors that sell their products, you know, they either warehouse them and then ship them out, like drop ship. There's companies that will drop ship for you. So I'm going to advise you, instead of putting a lot of effort and energy into trying to build a brick and mortar store, unless you were a restaurant, right? If you were going to be a restaurant, and that's why I ask you what kind of things do you do, you know, that it's important.
No, it's
going to
be strictly online for now until, you know, I have some really good footing.
Great. And that's what you want to do is, like, can I give you an idea of how long it took my e-tail business, that's my supplement business, to take off? And I've had it up there for 4 years, and it finally started to take off. Can you believe that? Because you're competing with a lot of people out there, too. I do see that it's going to be a success. But there's certain things you have to do in order for it to be a success. So I'm going to kind of put my life coach, you know, business management coach hat on for you instead. And what I have to say is you have to do a lot of promoting and acting on Facebook. That's a huge place to draw traffic to your website. Social platforms, YouTube, you know, all those places, add those components to your website. You know, get products on your website that you can actually sell, and I think you'll have a great success. You know, if you do those things and you do the search engine optimization and the proper marketing, instead of trying to do proper marketing correctly and sign up with your Chamber of Commerce locally and all that stuff, because you're not a brick and mortar, you're kind of spinning your wheels and wasting your money. Where I would invest my money would be with somebody that's really good at doing blogs, blogging for you, somebody that's very good at doing social media and getting you out on social media and getting out your products out there, like on Facebook, on YouTube, on all these platforms, on Instagram, you know, where people are going to go, oh, look, that's so cute. I want to buy that. And they go to your store and buy it. Okay? And it's kind of like, it's going to be like that. It's going to be like, you got to hit that hot button in people, and then you'll have a ton of sales. And then you can decide if you want to have a storefront, like a brick-and-mortar storefront, and invest in that. But I do see great success if you plan for it and you do the right things to have a great e-tailer commerce website, you know, that's properly built, that has all the bells and whistles, that has constant SEO tweaking and refining. And the most important thing, and I talked to a specialist, that's why I'm passing this information on to you, for my Sonic Nova website, we're actually making some changes. And he said, you know what? It's not important how cute or how pretty or how many bells and whistles you have on your website. What's most important is doing the social marketing and getting yourself out there. Mm-hmm. And you'll be booked 6 months ahead. And you'll have, instead, because I do services, you will actually have tons of orders coming in. So that's what I would recommend for you to do in order to have the success that you want with your e-tail website. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And, you know, be really careful who, like, you hire to do this stuff. That's the other really important thing, because there's a lot of charlatans and there's a lot of scam artists that are going to promise you, oh, I can get you at the top of Google, and I can get you at the top of Facebook, and I can get a bunch of sales, and they're all full of hot air. So that's mm-hmm. the part that's going to be the challenge for you, to find somebody that has integrity, that's honest, and that can show you proof, okay? Like, there's this guy named Patel. His last name is Patel, and he's like an SEO social media, like, a guru, okay? I'll call him a guru, an expert. And he may know of somebody that can help you, you know? So look mm-hmm. for SEO expert Patel. I forget his name. I don't know if it's John Patel or something like that. But that's the kind of people that can put your website on the map, that can get your products out there, and most importantly, to link up your Facebook, Instagram, you know, all the different chats. And understand this, the majority of people right now are doing purchases on their cell phones. Mm-hmm. They're not sitting at home in front of their computer, okay? So you mm-hmm. want that to be optimized, and you want to kind of drive your marketing campaign towards sales on the phone. You know, like people looking at your products and reading it and going, oh, that's so, you know, because I get this is artisan stuff that you sell, and some of the stuff is really unique, really beautiful. And the other place that you can actually market to is Pinterest. Pinterest.com is amazing because you could post your pictures, and then if you click to the left or to the right, you'll find that the store, if you link the store to those pictures, it'll take them right to your store. So do that kind of stuff, and then I see great success for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right.
Okay, and, okay. And, Sonic, do you want to let the folks know how people can reach you?
Sure. You could reach me at sonicnova.net. My phone number's up there. I have a chat, which I'm not there right now. But when I am there, you can chat with me on my website and ask me questions. And you could actually sometimes reach me on the phone, but I'm really busy, so sometimes I will just answer the phone and say I'll have to call you back. So the preferable method is via email or chat. And then you can ask me the questions you want, and as long as it's not getting into like a free reading kind of thing, I'm happy to answer any questions that you guys have. So that's the best way to get a hold of me.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, we're going to wrap here, and you drive safely and enjoy the show and have a good week, Sonic. Did we lose her? Sonic, are you there? I think we lost her again. Okay. All right. We did. Okay. So anyway, just good timing because are wrapping up the show. Okay, so this show is going to end. Everybody redial as medium Vincent Pace will be here, an amazing medium, coming to you live. And redial into the show. Thank you.